Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. Boy, boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ooh, the sun required enough. To me, it's nothing but one man calls. In cyanide and much I wrote for. Taxi driver, I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like steak knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you say, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess they couldn't hurt me, yeah. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Love to me is nothing but a one man called inside.
All right, thanks, Mike. Again, another great show. 1,000 Points of Light. Welcome, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And this is the third in a four-part series devoted to Lou Reed. So we're getting through his biography, Lou Reed, King of New York. And let's see, first show was all about the stuff that he grew up to listening as a kid. Second show, all about VU, Velvet Underground, the Velvets. This one, third show, all his solo stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of, as you can imagine, the book is just chock full of music. There's just like, all the records are kind of sliced and diced a little bit. And, of course, his history with drugs and alcohol and substance abuse and his other challenges and issues. So there's a lot to kind of unpack. But I'm trying to stay focused on the music. I think the last show is probably going to be all about, you know, the musicians are in the groups that he influenced and kind of stuff that's a little more recent, a lot of covers. That's the plan. So thanks for joining me here. And we're going to start off with Transformer, maybe his most well-regarded and well-respected solo record off of, this is going to be Vicious, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
We'll be right back. No, man, when I was a young man in high school, you believe it or not, I wanted to play football for the coach. And all those older guys, they said that he was mean and cruel, but you know, I want to play football for the coach. They said I was a little too lightweight to play linebacker, so that I'm playing right in. I want to play football for the coach. Cause you know someday, man, you gotta stand up straight, unless you're gonna fall. Then you're going to die. And the straightest dude I ever knew was standing right by me all the time. So I had to play football for the coach. I want to play football for the coach. When you're all alone and lonely in your midnight hour, and you find that your soul, it's been up for sale. And you begin to think about all the things that you've done. And you begin to hate just about everything. But remember the princess who lived on the hill. Who loved you even though she knew you was wrong. And right now she just might come shining through. And the glory of love, glory of love, glory of love just might come through. When all your two-bit friends and ripped you off, they're talking behind your back saying, man, you're never gonna be no human being. Then you start thinking again about all those things that you've done. Who it was and what it was and all the different things you made, every different scene. Oh, but remember that the city is a funny place. Something like a circus or a zoo. Just remember, different people have peculiar tastes. And the glory of love, the glory of love, the glory of love might see you through. Yeah, but now, glory of love, the glory of love, the glory of love might see all through. Glory of love, the glory of love, glory of love, glory of love, glory of love now, glory of love now, glory of love now, 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 glory of love, glory of love, give it to me now. Glory of love, I see you through. I'm a Coney Island baby now. I like to send this one out to Lou and Rachel. All the kids and PS192. Give the whole thing up for you.
Hey, if it ain't the rock and roll animal itself, what you doing, bro?
Standing on the corner.
Well, I can see that. What you got in your hand?
Suitcase in my hand.
No shit! What it is?
Jackson's corset is in her vest. Fucking figure jumpsuit chain. I'm in a rock and roll band. Well, I can see that.
Some people say that you can.
No, no, no.
Some pain. No matter how ugly you are, you know to me it all looks the same. Morning in the blue clouds, now just shining up with dew. Riding through the city in the big cars, and me, I ain't got nothing to do. Gimme, gimme, gimme some good times. Gimme, gimme, gimme some pain. You know that things always look ugly. To me, they always look the both them look ugly. To me, they always look the same. Don't you know?
And he thinks that he's got big, big plans. Gonna build a house upon some land.
don't it make you crazy? Oh, when you're living all alone by that damn water. Oh, Casey, don't it make you crazy? When you're living all alone by those still waters. Please say hello. Please say hello to my little baby daughter. Oh, Casey, tell her that her father's gonna be coming home so soon to see her. Well, I'm shooting down the turnpike with a driver doing 95 or maybe more. Don't you think he's loaded drunk or that he thinks that life's a bore? Oh, Casey, don't you know how it makes me so damn crazy living all alone by those waters? But please say hello. But please say hello to my little baby daughter. Please, please, won't you just give her a great big kiss? Then tell her that her stupid daddy will be coming home soon. Oh, Casey, don't you know I made me so damn crazy when I was living there all alone by those still waters? But please tell my baby, baby, baby daughter that I'm tired up now, but I'll be home soon and I'll be the daddy that I order. Please say hello. Casey, please say hello from a stupid man. Give my little baby daughter a big, big, big kiss and tell her that her daddy will be coming home soon. But Casey, don't you know how it made me so damn crazy when I was living there all alone? But won't you please give my baby daughter a great, big, big, big kiss and tell her that her stupid father will be coming home soon.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that was Stupid Man, the lead track off of The Bells here on 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5, excuse me, Medford, WMFO. You're listening to my show, part three of a four-part series devoted to the King of New York, Lou Reed's biography written by Will Hermé. And before that, we heard Give Me Some Good Times from Street Hassle, which is funny because in that song, it's like he's pretending to be both like his fans and himself. This is back when like rock stardom really had some like greater meaning. You weren't just like a pop star, but you were like demanded to be of a certain caliber of musician and artist. And if you didn't reach the expectations of your fandom, you were sort of like in deep trouble with them, as opposed to just being like adored and fawned over as a pop star, which is kind of what's going on today, a little more prevalent today. Before that, Coney Island Baby. From the record of the same name, and we started the show off with Vicious from Transformer. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here. The book is great. It's very dense. A lot of music. I'm digging into some of his solo records that I've never actually listened to closely before. I think most of my exposure to Lou Reed has been through Transformer and, of course, the more recent records like New York and Magic and Loss. Another big one there, the follow-up to New York. So let's continue on here. Up next, it's this one from Legendary Hearts. This is The Last Shot. Of course, Lou Reed, a massive consumer of drugs and alcohol. He just was not somebody who could tolerate. Well, he could tolerate quite a bit, but he sort of it sort of wore him down after a while. It took him years to get sober. In fact, he worked with Bowie on Transformer, which. By no coincidence, Bowie, at the peak of his powers there in the early 70s, turned Lou Reed in that record Transformer into a classic. But he tried to work with Lou Reed, tried to work with Bowie later on in the 70s, and Bowie wasn't having it. He's like, you need to get clean. And Lou Reed doesn't like that. They got in a fight and the whole thing. It became a big drama, of course. But that second collaboration never happened. So it's here, The Last Shot, which is about his drinking and struggles with the substance abuse from Legendary Hearts, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Last shot sure killed me. Pour another drink. Let's drink to the last shot and the blood on the dishes in the sink. blood inside the coffee cup, blood on the tabletop. But when you quit, you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit, you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. I shot blood at the fly on the wall. My heart almost stopped, hardly there at all. I broke the mirror with my fall, with my fall, fall, fall. Fall, fall, fall. You need a double, give yourself one too. Give me a short beer, and one for you too. And a toast to everything that doesn't move, it doesn't move. But when you quit, you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit, you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. Whiskey, bourbon, vodka, scotch, I don't care what it is you got. Just wanna know that it's my last shot. My last shot. I remember when I quit pretty good. See, this here's where I chipped my tooth. Shot a vein in my neck and I coughed up a quaalude. On my last shot. My last shot. Here's a toast to all that's good, and here's a toast to hate. And here's a toast to toasting, and I'm not boasting when I say I'm getting straight. When I say I'm getting straight. But when you quit, but you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit, but you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. To put the light on, I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word, crazy with sweat, spittle on my jaw. What's that funny noise? What's that on the floor? Waves of fear pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors, I jump at my own step. I cringe at my terror, I hate my own smell. I know where I must be in hell. Waves of fear.
said I couldn't dance. But now I'm back to let you know that I can really make romance. You do what you gotta do. You do everything you can. You do what you wanna do. Hey, but I love you, Suzanne. You do anything once. You try anything twice. You do what you gotta do. Hey, but I love you, Suzanne. Hey, hey. Do what you wanna do. You do what you can. You do what you wanna do. But I love you, Suzanne. I love you when you're good. Babe, I love you when you're bad. You do what you gotta do. Hey, but I love you, Suzanne. You do what you wanna do, babe. But I love you, Suzanne. I know you try anything once, baby. You try anything twice. Do what you gotta do. But I love you, Suzanne. I love you when you're good, babe. I love you when you're bad. Do what you wanna do. Ooh, but I love you, Suzanne. Do what you wanna do. Hey, you do what you can. You do what you wanna do. Hey, but I love you, Suzanne. You'll try anything once. You do anything twice. Do what you wanna do. You know that I love you, Suzanne.
Times Square. Tell them 5 a.m. I guess I couldn't sleep. And I see this spinning light that I saw last week. Maybe I should wake you up, but by then it might be gone. You never know what you see when you look up in the sky. I ran outside down a darkened street, listening to my boot heels click. My leather jacket squeaked. I needed a cigarette. When I turned the corner, my spinning light was in the street. They were filming a commercial on TV. Tell it to your heart, please don't be afraid.
Like hops, but what I really love is my scotch. It's the power of positive drinking. Some people ruin their drinks with ice, and then they ask you for advice. They tell you, I've never told this to anyone else before. They say candy is dandy, but liquor makes quipsters, and I don't like mixers or sippers or sob sisters. You know, you have to be real careful where you sit down at a bar these days. And then some people drink to unleash their libidos, and other people drink to prop up their egos. It's my burden, man. People say I have the kind of face you can trust. The pow, 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 power of positive drinking. Pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive drinking. Some people say alcohol makes you less lucid, and I think that's true if you're kind of stupid. I'm not that kind that gets himself burned twice. Some say liquor kills the cells in your head, and for that matter, so does getting out of bed. When I exit, I'll go out gracefully, shot in my hand. The pow, 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 power of positive drinking. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Lou Reed, The Power of Positive Drinking, from Growing Up in Public. Kind of a sad song, if you think about it. Just kind of going on about the joys of drinking. That's when he was, I think that was part of that era when he was still trying to get clean and sober up and all that, obviously. It would be recovering. Or maybe he was struggling with, I think he was struggling with recovery at the time. So part of, maybe part of the of dealing with it was to write a song about how great it is to be drinking. Tell It to Your Heart from Miss Trial prior to that. I Love You, Suzanne from New Sensations, which is a very 80s theme. That's the one where he's has the joystick and he's looking up at a television showing his face. I guess that was the whole video game craze. Apparently he liked video games. And he also liked dogs, which I thought was a random thing. He didn't have children, but he had two dogs, or he had many dogs, loved dogs. Not all at the same time, but throughout his life. Before that, Waves of Fear from the Blue Mask, kind of an intense song there. And I think it was the last shot, actually, from Legendary Hearts that started off that set. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, thanks for joining me here on this third in a four-part series devoted to the King of New York, Lou Reed's biography, written by Will Hermé. It's pretty dense. There's a lot of stuff in here. It's good. It's comprehensive. You know, it's funny. I think I've decided that biographies are not really my thing as much as, like, you know, a memoirish type thing. It might be better. I know Lou Reed is no longer around, but it's kind of like, if there were to be a biography that maybe just focused on, you know, a part of his life as opposed to just the whole thing, it seems like, not that, you know, I don't want to hear about all the records, but there are some things that probably we didn't need to hear about. But it is interesting hearing about all of his loves. You know, it's funny, before I picked the book up, I was kind of wondering about his sexuality. You know, I'd heard a lot of things written about how he was gay, or he liked, you know, trans men, trans women. But, you know, I think I didn't really see any evidence of that, because he's married to women, or he married to Laurie Anderson for a long time. But in the earlier days, in the 70s, it was a lot different. And, you know, the book just kind of dig into that, into his relationships with various, you know, women and trans women, and it was sort of more interesting to kind of see the details there. And you know, there's a lot of the research on this must have been so extensive, realizing or figuring out where he lived and, you know, where he frequented and why and how his recovery was going. And so you at least got to give credit to the writer for all of the research, and so that's quite admirable and exhaustive. All right, up next from Rock and Roll Heart, the title track, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Rock and roll hard, looking for a good time. men of good fortune often cause empires to fall, while men of poor beginnings often can't do anything at all. The rich son waits for his father to die. The poor just drink and cry. And me, I just don't care at all. Men of good fortune very often can't do a thing, while men of poor beginnings often can do anything. At heart they try to act like a man, handle things the best way they can. They have no rich daddy to fall back on. Men of good fortune often cause empires to fall, while men of poor beginnings often can't do anything at all. It takes money to make money, they say. Look at the Fords, but didn't they start that way? Anyway, makes no difference to me. Men of good fortune often wish that they could die, while men of poor beginnings want what they have, and to get it they'll die. All those great things that life has to give, they want to have money and live. But me, don't care at all. Men of good fortune, men of poor beginnings,
gone up to the sky. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watch it for a little while. Then again, I always watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Ooh, satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. I watch it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. I've been told that you've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the sky. All things like that drive me out of my mind. It for a little while. I'm like everybody else, I watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite. We'll be right back.
Guilty?
Guilty.
I'm paralyzed with guilt. It runs through me like rain through silk. Guilty. My mind won't leave me alone. My teeth are rotten. My lips start to foam because I'm so guilty.
Guilty. Guilty.
Oh, guilty. What did I say? What did I do? Did I ever do it to you? Don't turn your back. I can't look you in the eye. I guess I am guilty as charged.
Guilty. 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 Guilty.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that. Oh, you're such a child. Guilty. What can I do? I do it to you, but I do it to me too. Cut off my head. Hang me from the yard arm. Guilty? I'm paralyzed with guilt. I've got bad thoughts. I've got an evil grit.
Guilty.
My mind won't leave me alone. I've got a bad mind. I got a bad bone.
Guilty. Guilty as charged. Guilty.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that. Oh, you're such a reckless child. You remember when you were a baby? Do you have a jury?
Yeah.
Do they have a verdict?
Guilty as charged. Guilty, guilty, guilty as charged.
Do they have a verdict? Do they have a verdict? I'm guilty.
You're guilty.
Oh, you are such a reckless child. I should beat you. I should hit you. I will put you in therapy.
Guilty! 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 Guilty!
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that was The Raven, or off of The Raven we heard Guilty featuring Ornette Coleman. You know, it's funny, that track was credited to both Lou Reed and Ornette Coleman, but I didn't hear either of them on the track. In fact, I don't know who the lead vocalist there was, or the reader. So that's the record where he interpreted Edgar Allan Poe's works, or reinterpreted them, and kind of incorporated some of his own songs. Yeah, that was from, it was one of the last records he did, not the one with Metallica, which I guess we probably will not play from. I don't know if I can bring myself to do it. We'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind in the next hour. All right, before that, Satellite of Love, a live version from the record Lou Reed Live, Men of Good Fortune from Berlin, and it was Rock and Roll Heart starting off that set from the album of the same name, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here this morning, here with you until 11 is what we're going with. When then Something About the Women will take over. So, so digging deep here, part three of a four-part series on The King of New York, the Lou Reed biography written by Will Hermé. And it's been a good book so far. I'm about, I'm in the late 80s so far. But I will be playing stuff that from records that I haven't quite read about. I think it's sort of, my reading doesn't always keep pace with the days of the week that pass. So, what's next here is something from the record New York, which I didn't realize that Mo Tucker from the Velvet Underground actually played on this record, supporting Lou on a couple tracks on, what were they, you might ask? The one is Last Great American Whale, and then the other one is this one, Dime Store Mystery, which is what we're going to hear right now. And I think this is a reference to the Murder Mystery one. That's the track that we played actually last week, off of the Velvet Underground record. And so that was, I think, the third one they put out. So this seems to call back to that, and she's playing on it, so I figured, why not? Here's Dime Store Mystery from New York, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.